You're now facing Westminster Abbey, one of the best-known churches in the world. The Abbey is sitting on a site that's had a church on it since at least the 600s, which means there's been a site of worship here for over the last 1,400 years. The version that stands today was built between 1042 to 1052, on top of the previous version, at the orders of King Edward the Confessor. As time has gone on, however, the Abbey has been a popular project for a lot of our monarchs. Kings would want to be associated with the Abbey in some way after they died, so it was very common for monarchs to add to the church, put in new tombs, update statues, replace windows, etc. This means that today, the church is in some ways like a chronological jigsaw puzzle, a beautiful mix of pieces dating from all time periods through the last 10 centuries. Today, the Abbey is still associated with the royal family for a number of reasons. Firstly, because it was founded by a king, and secondly, because the church is a royal peculiar, which means it responds directly to the royal family and does not answer to anybody else. This church is also where all of our monarchs, aside from two, have had their coronations, the most recent being King Charles III and Queen Camilla's coronations on the 6th of May, 2023. And it's also where the majority of history's royal weddings took place. More recently, the Abbey was where the late Queen married her husband, Prince Philip, and also, of course, where William and Kate got married in 2011. And this is also where many of our monarchs are buried, such as the church's founder, Edward the Confessor, Edward I and III, Elizabeth I, Charles II, and Queen Anne, just to name a few. Take note, however, that the late Queen Elizabeth II was laid to rest at St. George's Chapel, out near Windsor Castle. It's always worth mentioning that it isn't only royalty buried in Westminster Abbey. It's also the final resting place of people such as Sir Isaac Newton, Charles Darwin, 8 prime ministers, Sir Stephen Hawking, and the Tomb of the Unknown Warrior. If you'd like to visit the Abbey today, you have two ways to do it, either as a visitor or a worshipper. As a visitor, simply go to the Abbey, purchase your ticket on admission, take the audio guide, and explore the church at your own pace. Or, if you're traveling on a very tight budget, you can visit as a worshipper. The Abbey has services throughout the week that the public are invited to and which are free to attend. To find out when the next service is, simply visit the Abbey's website at www.westminster-abbey.org. When attending a service, you'll not be free to wander through the church and see it all, but you can sit down where the guests did at William and Kate's wedding without having to pay any money to do it. Facing the Abbey, walk left toward the steps that will take you out of the grassy area. Turn left at the bottom and walk, keeping the Abbey on your right until you get to the traffic junction. Cross onto the concrete island, and then take the crossing on the left into Parliament Square.